שנעלב סיף ממבו בגרודים השרויים במים עושו לנגבם סומך לאיש. Garments that are soaked in water, you cannot put them near a fire to dry out because you're going to be mevashel the water which is inside of him. Says Ramah, ve'osa l'taltalam. Not only is it also to dry them out by the heat, but you're not allowed to even move them from one place to the next. The muksa shema yovel l'day shchita. We're concerned that you will squeeze it out. Rushim makbed al meivav. Mishabru says here, if you have something that's soaked and it's always soaked in water, I'm not sure exactly what that is. But in that case, you would be allowed to move it around, even though it's sopping wet, because you don't mind it staying that way. And most pieces of cloth, when you use it, you squeeze it out, and therefore, if it is sopping wet, it would be prohibited to move it from one place to the next, even because you may come to shechita. Once you not go to a place in Shabbos that is slippery, there's a good chance you will fall into the water. Maybe you'll get soaked over there. All his garments will get soaked, they'll come to squeeze them out. The poskim that say that this issue of moving something, but you may come to squeeze it out, is talking about when it fell into water. But it fell into other liquids, like wine and other colored liquids. In that case, you don't have this chash.